Milo's Pro Rewards members. Save big during Lowe's Pro Savings Days. Get your member volume discount plus an extra 5% off eligible orders with a quote of $2,000 or more. And buy more and save more with up to 20% off in-stock molding when you spend $250 or more. Members get more at Lowe's. Valid through 7/31. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Can't be combined with any contract or special pricing. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit the Pro Desk or Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
My name is Melissa, and I'm calling from Bakersfield, California. First, before I tell you my story, I just want to say thank you so much for the podcast. I spend hours driving around for my job, and it is so much easier to listen to a ghost story than trying to find a working station on the radio. So thank you very much for that. Tell you about the ghost story I'm calling in on. It happened probably about, I would say 20 years ago. And it was when I was on board a famous cruise ship that's now a hotel in Long Beach. As part of a professional conference, I was staying the night on the ship for a couple of nights. And the second night on the ship, I had gone out with a group of friends, and we had gone to the bar, and I had not drank, but my roommate, who was there at the conference with me, had drank. And we got back to the room. She was a little tipsy, so she went right to bed. And in the rooms, I guess because of the ship, they're called cabins, the rooms are really, really small. And with them being historic, it's really scary to kind of wake up in the middle of the night and not know where things are in the room. So we left the bathroom light on as we lay down to go to sleep. And I'm laying in bed, not really sleepy, but trying to be quiet because she had already passed out. And about, we went to bed about midnight, so this was probably about 2 o'clock or so. The doorknob for the room coming in from the hallway started jiggling, and I could hear children out in the hall playing, and it sounded like they were playing kind of kickball games. So I got up thinking, well, there's some kids out there, and they're probably harassing people who are trying to sleep. So I got up, and I could see the from the glow of the bathroom light, the doorknob going up and down. And so I reached over, and I thought, well, I'm just going to scare them. So I waited to see the jiggle of the doorknob again, and I reached for it real quick, and I opened up the door, and I think I screamed something like, ah, gotcha! And no one was there. And I looked out in the hall, and no one was out in the hall, and I thought, well, maybe they ran around the corner or they went into another cabin. And so I laid back down and thought, well, they're not going to come back now that they know I'm awake. And no sooner had I laid back down than the doorknob starts jiggling again. And I'm hearing the kids again in the hall laughing and playing and kicking a ball or something down the hall. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is so frustrating. I'm going to go out there, I'm going to yell, I'm going to find their parents, that's just going to be it. So I get up again, and I go over to the door, and I thought, this time I'm going to do it right when I see it start moving. The doorknob starts moving again. And of course, lo and behold, the doorknob starts moving. So I immediately grabbed the door, threw it open, jumped out in the hall in my pajamas, and I'm like, ah, Gotcha. And of course, again, no one was at the hall and everything was dead quiet. I thought, oh my gosh, now I'm being the one disturbing everybody in their room. So I turned around and laid back down. And I was a little annoyed at the time. I thought, if it happens again, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go door to door until I find those kids. And I laid back down, and I could hear the kids again playing in the hall with a ball or something, but they were not jiggling the doorknob. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to leave them alone. They're safe, not jiggling the doorknob. That's all I need to not do it. So the next morning, I get up, and we go down to the front desk to ask some questions. And I get to the front desk, and the person at the front desk said, well, how did you sleep? And my roommate was with me, and I said, you know what? I would have fallen asleep a lot sooner if the kids hadn't been playing in the hall. They were playing the ball, and they were jiggling doorknobs and stuff like that. I said, you know, my room number is this, and you might just want to figure out where those kids are and have a discussion with their parents, because it's very disturbing that parents would let their kids run around at 2 o'clock in the morning and disturb everybody who's trying to sleep. And the guy at the front desk looked at me and he goes, ma'am, we do not have a single child on the ship right now. I go, you're so cool of it. You do too. And he goes, no, ma'am, all the rooms are taken by people here with the conference. And because it's a professional conference, there's no families, there's no children. And he goes, I think you've been tagged by one of our ghosts. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I wish I would have known, because that would have been so cool knowing it at the time. As opposed to trying to find a logical conclusion for it. Anyway, that's my story, and hopefully I'll hear this, but if not, that's okay as well. I know you guys get a lot of stories. Thank you so much for all you do. I really enjoy it and really appreciate everything. I can't wait to keep hearing more stories as EPD once I get that membership going again. Thanks, bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight. Enjoy the excitement and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.